this song, Fatherhood, says very special to me because it draws on my own experiences with my boys. So there's a lot of, and with my father. So there's a lot of me in there.
That's composer David V. Montoya speaking about his choral cycle, Songs of Fatherhood, which we're hearing in the background right now. Welcome to a special edition of WGTE in Concert, our weekly broadcast of music made in the FM 91 listening area by local musicians and visiting artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell. Tonight we hear works from two living composers, both of whom join us for the broadcast. The University of Toledo Chamber Singers perform Joshua Shank's Color Madrigals. And later on in the program, we hear that Songs of Fatherhood by David V. Montoya from the chamber choir Whatever and Ever, Amen. Both performances are led by Dr. Bradley Pearson, who is Director of Choral Activities at the University of Toledo. In that capacity, he leads the UT Chamber Singers, who perform our first work tonight.
University of Toledo Chamber Singers is an audition group primarily made up of music majors, but is open to students across campus. We meet 5 days a week, most weeks, for 50 minutes a day. That's the group that tours and does recording sessions and is kind of the premier group on campus. They're awfully busy and a great group of young people. This year we had actually 9 new members in the group, so it was a rather young group, but a really exciting group to work with, and we were so happy to be working on this piece of Josh Shank's, and unfortunate that we didn't have more opportunities to perform it.
The piece Brad is talking about is by composer Joshua Shank, who is based in Washington State and has written for a number of well-known choral organizations. It's called Color Madrigals, and it uses texts by the English poet John Keats. Brad Pearson says that he's programmed quite a bit of Joshua's music over the years.
And these pieces have always been ones that I wanted to perform. He approaches harmony in a way that sounds much more complicated than it is. And that is to say that it's, you know, mostly major chords, but just adds lots and lots of texture. And it tends to build throughout the music. So I think that it's really accessible to an audience, but also to singers. And it feels really fun to sing. It feels good in the voice. And that was something that this group, I thought, needed as a balance to some of their other music. And so we were just really excited to perform this music. And then we actually got to talk with Josh over a Zoom call. And he told us a little bit about the music and that the pieces had not really all been conceived originally as a set. He didn't plan to write 6 pieces of music, but we were kind of fascinated to learn how he put them together and how he thought about these colors and different textures and sounds that he could put together to represent the colors of this John Keats poetry.
Joshua Shank wrote Color Madrigals over the course of a year, combining songs that were commissioned by 2 separate choirs. He says that the original intent was to write something about spring and love, which put him in mind of the poetry of John Keats.
I happened to mention the word green, which, you know, when we think of spring and the greening of the earth, it seemed, apropos. So that piece I wrote, and then it's only like, 3 minutes long. So I asked the conductor, can I write another one to go with it in a set? And so since I had written the green piece, I thought, what if I try to find another piece that has a color? So I read and I found one, and I wrote this other piece called Serpents in Red Roses Hissing, which opens the whole piece with sort of a fanfare. Um, so from that opening red madrigal, it moves into a blue madrigal, and it's called Blue, 'Tis the Life of Heaven. And of all of the movements of this piece, this original text is the only one written about the actual color. Keats sort of captures blue in the natural world and all of its forms, and he brings the poem from the heavens to the ocean and finally back to the earth. And because of this, that poetry becomes more and more intimate as it progresses. And so I wrote this kind of gradually expanding hymn, kind of in a variation technique as a sense of reverence.
The other color-themed texts use purple, inspired by the color of wine, signifying the feeling of heartbreak and drowning one's sorrows. We also hear yellow in a frenzied poem about mythological satyrs, and orange, the only time that Keats actually uses that word in his poetry.
Luckily, Keats takes on this traditional theme with this amazing poetic language, and very famously, the epitaph on Keats's grave is, "Here lies one whose name is writ on water." So he was really, really highly regarded. So that's the Color Madrigals. It's a six-movement piece that I wrote in 2007, and you'll hear the choir perform it. It doesn't get performed in its entirety that often, because it's a larger work. So this was a rare opportunity for audiences and myself to hear this wonderful artistry.
From a phone conversation I recently had with composer Joshua Schenck, talking about his choral song cycle, Color Madrigals, a setting of poems by the English romantic poet John Keats. Let's hear it now in a performance from the University of Toledo Chamber Singers, conducted by Dr. Brad Pearson, on WGTE in concert. The University of Toledo Chamber Singers, directed by Dr. Brad Pearson, we heard Color Madrigals by composer Joshua Shank. That's the first half of our program. After a short break, we'll be back with another one of Brad Pearson's groups, the choral project Whatever and Ever, Amen. I'm Brad Cresswell, and you're listening to WGTE in Concert on Public Radio FM 91, WGTE FM Toledo.